Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for May 27 to June 2, 2017. A Palestinian teenager was killed this week, four more injured by armed gunfire in separate incidents. In the meantime, the Israeli government approves more settlement construction. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack protesters marching against the wall and settlements. IMMC's Meshbat Jali has more.
This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bilayn, Nanin, in central West Bank, and in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Kaddoum. Many residents and their supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli soldiers as they attacked the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bilayn and Nailin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. For IMMC News, this is Meshbat Jali.
Despite warnings that settlements activities will obstruct efforts to resume the long-stalled peace talks, this week, the Israeli government is considering approving thousands of settlement units in the West Bank. IMMC's George Ashmawi with the details. This week, Israeli troops kill a Palestinian teenager in the West Bank and attack residents and fishermen in Gaza, leaving 4 injured. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
Nawaf Enfi'at, 16, died on Friday at dawn from wounds she sustained on Thursday after being shot by Israeli soldiers near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Nawaf was seriously injured Thursday when the soldiers shot her, allegedly after she stabbed a soldier at the military checkpoint near Mave Dotan illegal Israeli colony built on Palestinian lands southwest of Jenin. She died from her serious wounds at an Israeli hospital on Friday morning. Nawaf was from Ya'bud town, southwest of Jenin. Elsewhere, dozens of fanatic Israeli colonists marched on Wednesday at dawn in Wadi Hilwa neighborhood in Silwan town near Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem and caused damage to Palestinian homes and cars. The residents intercepted the settlers and stopped them, leading to some scuffles. There have been no reports of injuries. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 38 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained 48 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, 3 young men were shot with live Israeli army fire on Friday and dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation, including 7 medics, during clashes that erupted along the southern border fence in the besieged Gaza Strip. Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Tuesday at dawn on several fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters close to the shore of a Sudanese area northwest of Gaza City and injured a fisherman. Medical sources said that the wounded fisherman, 24 years of age, was shot in the leg and suffered moderate injury before the medics moved him to a Shifa Center in Gaza City. Israeli gunboats stationed in the sea northwest of Beit Lahia village north of the Gaza Strip heavily opened fire at fishing boats sailing within the allowed area and chased them on Saturday and Sunday of this week. No casualties were reported. For IMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 27th to June 2nd, 2017. From the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imnc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Najee and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.